Man with possible explosives in truck near Capitol surrenders to authorities. By Jacob Bliss on August 19, 2021. A man, now known as Ray Roseberry, who parked his truck outside the Library of Congress, surrendered to authorities after hours-long standoff with law enforcement. The North Carolina resident was taken into police custody without incident after parking his truck in front of the Library of Congress, according to law enforcement. Police tried to negotiate with Roseberry, who said he had explosives in the truck. They said a robot was deployed to give Roseberry a telephone to try to communicate with law enforcement, which he originally refused to use. Roseberry was said to have gotten out of his vehicle when he was taken into custody by the tactical units in place. During a press conference, law enforcement was unable to say if there were explosives in the truck, as events are ongoing. However, they noted that authorities have to search the vehicle in order to render it safe. It will take hours to go through and clear the area, law enforcement officials said. At the beginning of the hours-long standoff, the buildings nearby were evacuated, and law enforcement blocked off the roads close to the Capitol. Congressional staffers in the surrounding building were a part of the evacuation. Staffers in the Cannon House office building were told to evacuate due to a suspicious vehicle near First Street Southeast. Roseberry had parked his truck on the sidewalk in between the U.S. Capitol building and the Library of Congress on the side of the library. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter at Jacob Bliss.